This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on my show back in October 31st of last year. At that time, they were called Lit Cannabis. Now they changed their name to Citation Growth Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CGOTF. They also trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol CGRO. Their old CEO used to be Rahim Mohammed. Now their new CEO, which we're going to meet him today, his name is Howard Missley. Howard, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate you coming on.
Hey, Everett. Thank you for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of background of yourself and how did you become the CEO of the new company now?
Well, my background is I've been in several different types of businesses, and I got into the cannabis industry in the early 2000s in Northern California, which has kind of been the mecca for that business for a long time, and
Absolutely.
Into the medicinal world. And then eventually in 2014, opened up a facility and got licensed in Nevada. And we've been growing, cultivating product in Nevada for quite some time. And now that it went recreational in 2017, business has been flourishing. So at that juncture, I was approached by several different entities and people about taking our company public through the Canadian Stock Exchange. And eventually I was talked into a conversation to meet some folks from the Lit Group. And I thought that it sounded very, very exciting, something that we really could take advantage of the synergy between the companies, as they already had locations in Nevada and had a production license, which we didn't have. And the production helps us to make the extracts and some of the different vapor pens and edibles and those type of things. There's some other assets that are very valuable as well. So I thought it'd be a very, very good fit. And they needed management. We needed more facilities. So it was a good marriage.
You know, first quarter, you guys did $135,000. Second quarter, you did $471,000. That being said, you've seen the ups and the downs of this industry for a long time. Where do you see the value in the cannabis industry as we enter into the last quarter of 2019?
Well, the industry is, you know, I think a lot of people still have to understand there's a lot of things going on in the industry. And the bulk of what we're doing today is still very much on the uptick. We're still in the infancy of a major industry that's going to continue to boom. I feel that, you know, we had as a combined company, we did a little over $800,000 in business last month, which I think makes us have a nice huge jump as compared to what Lit was doing in the past. And so now our CGRO, Citation Growth Corp, is on the move. You know, I think there's a lot of value in the industry. Doesn't matter if you're big or small. I think there's a lot of value there. There's been a lot of a talk about, you know, branding and those type of things. I think, you know, to be sustainable in the industry, you need some good branding. And you need to have be able to produce a very, very good product at the lowest price. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of real positive things going on in the industry. And I think people are still kind of, some companies are still finding their way through it. I think we see every day that some of the companies are building on a strong foundation, and those that are not are kind of going backwards. So I think the key is just to have a really good, strong foundation to build on.
And I think it's just a matter of time until the federal government comes on board. Do you agree?
Well, you're talking about in the United States?
Yeah, yeah, the federal government.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope they're on board eventually. I think they're hindering what the consensus of the country wants to do. You know, the majority of the states have it legal in one form or another, and you know, we could really take advantage of the billions of dollars that are being, you know, withheld from the banking industry to put that back into the economy and
absolutely
have it all working. I think it's a big mistake. I think that we're always looking for places to help the economy, and you know, economics 101. When you spend $10, it creates $100 in cash flow. So we would love to be part of that.
You know, when you hear people talk about this industry, you hear them talk about cannabis, you hear them talk about the flower, but really the main consumption of Nevada is what?
Well, it depends where you're at. You know, certain parts of the country are different than, say, Nevada, where Nevada is largely a tourist state. You know, there are 44 or 45 million people alone just came through McCarran Airport last year, which means the total, and that's just not the only place. So there's roughly over 60 million people a year visiting Nevada. And those people don't necessarily want flower. They want something that is easy to dispose of, so like a disposable or an edible. And I think the production items are a little bit more prevalent here than maybe in some other states.
Can you bring myself and my listeners maybe up to speed of why you guys changed the name from Lit Cannabis to Citation Growth and basically the close of ACC, the acquisition of that?
Well, the name change, we just thought it would be good for people to understand that the company is going in a different direction, in that we've merged with our company here in Nevada, merged with the Lit company. We thought it, you know, our company in Nevada was called ACC. ACC is, you know, maybe not the greatest name, you know, to go in the future with. And so we wanted to come up with a name that really meant something, and we felt Citation was the name, you know, a couple great names with Citation, such as a Triple Crown champion horse with Citation. There's also Airplane Citation. We just kind of came to, actually Raheem came up with that name. I thought it was a great idea, and it kind of gives everybody a little bit of a fresh look of a reorganization of our companies. And frankly, I've been involved in a lot of companies, and I've sold several companies to public companies. And I'd like the opportunity of taking this company up to another level of where it's been. So ACC was a strategic acquisition because we bring in a lot of management. We bring in a lot of our own you know, cannabis technology, if you will, and when it comes to growing, I've been pretty successful at that. So now with the production licenses and with the understanding of the industry, as long as I've been in it, as well as several of the management here, I think we can do a really, really good job of, you know, starting from the basics, which is building a strong foundation in cultivation and production, eventually moving into more retail space with the dispensaries, and trying to, you know, not do what a lot of people have done, is move real quick, real fast, get the numbers up and see them fall. I think that's happened in the past, and it's happened with the Lit company. And so now it's time for us to, you know, sit back and take a more strategic, you know, roll your sleeves up type effort to, you know, build the place, build our company up from a strong foundation that hopefully makes it continue to stay strong.
My guest today is Howard Missley. He is the new CEO of Citation Growth Corp, formerly known as Lit Cannabis. You can find him on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CGOTF. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol CGRO. Howard, before I let you go, what do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
You know, I'm not one at telling people how to spend their money, and I don't want to tell. I'm not here to be a salesman. But I would like everybody to understand that we have new management, successful management, and that we plan on taking the company to new heights. A lot of real strong planning is going on right now. We have a dispensary in Southern California. We have properties in Washington State with a license there that still has to be developed. We have our Canadian operations that still have to get up and running, which we're not too far from getting those up and running. And we're expanding our operations in Nevada. So I'd just like everybody to watch us and to keep an eye on us and see that, you know, we may not be at the top of the ladder right now, but we're certainly climbing to get there.
As for my listeners, you're looking to get on the ground floor of a medical recreational cannabis company, look no further than Citation Growth Corp. Like, again, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol CGRO. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol CGOTF. Howard, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.